Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, a podcast dedicated to worldwide events in the Blood Bowl community, with your hosts, Tim and Steve. Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, Episode 5. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kiloggy. With me, as always, is Blood Bowl God Tim Lyons. How's it going, Tim?
Man, I thought I buried that nickname.
As he rolls his eyes.
Mediocre performance, but...
Hey, it's a good nickname to have.
It's a good nickname to have.
Yeah.
Deserved or no.
Yeah, I mean, you know better than I. You at least... You know, you don't have to be an all-knowing, all-powerful god. You can just be one of multi... You know, like a Greek god... Who specializes in data collection and extrapolation.
I'll just be the Dionysus of this deal.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Okay.
Getting into the whole fluff of your open again.
Right.
So this episode, we will be talking about Euro Bowl, Euro Open, whatever you want to call it or look at. I'm going to go into the tiers. Before we do, I am officially signed up for Moracle Cup.
Exciting.
So,
yeah.
I will be
Are you on a squad then as a Merc, or you got a team?
I signed up with Squad Chaos and Glowworm, and he had some spots left open, so he is nice enough to include me. Old friend Abby's on there. My roommate Craig has joined, so I know half the team. There's going to be like 8 people, I think. There's a group of Brits who are going to that in another tournament, so I can making a week of it. So looking forward to that. All signed up. Just got to get plane and train tickets and all that other stuff.
Right. Yep. I think you decided to kind of train it from another place.
Yeah. Toronto to Ottawa train, much better.
Yeah. I know looking into flying into Ottawa, it was expensive for me.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was talking to other people, and they're like, what train are you on? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I haven't got that far. Like, I'll buy tickets in April, you know.
Sure.
But, so, let's get into this. As I said, we're going to go look at this tier by tier and kind of give thoughts on different races and maybe spotlight a team or two. Should probably have the main rules up. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Do you happen to have them up?
I do. Yeah.
So what is tier one?
So tier one, aka the champions of Zeus, would be Chaos Dwarves, Dark Elves, Dwarves, Lizardmen, Shambling Undead, and Underworld Denizens.
So your typical power teams, yes, as you'd expect.
The one difference here from a lot of tournaments is they've moved Underworld Denizens into this tier. I wouldn't say they're not been a power team since they've been about 5% better win percentage than anybody the whole time.
So yeah.
They finally made it to the top.
And tier one, you get 1150 and then 6 skill points, which is a maximum of 1 secondary skill. So very limiting.
Yes. Though I'd say less than, like, a Moracle Cup, for example.
Yeah, I've been looking at rules for a Moracle Cup and trying to look at those and then this. I'm like, my head hurts.
Yeah, sure.
Can we not just have a regular tournament?
Yeah.
So let's go team by team and give some thoughts about what you thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess for me, starting with Chaos Dwarves, I'd consider them, while not a bad team to ever take... probably the weakest of these tier one teams, the closest to being a tier two team, and maybe should even be there.
I would be hard pressed to put Chaos Dwarves. Yeah, as I say, I'd be hard pressed to put them at tier two at any time.
Sure. Yep. I just feel like there's tier two teams that I would rather have than them with the same amount of skills.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get to them. Next up, we got Dark Elves. He said, this is basically kind of the same roster as World Cup.
Yeah, and they were one of the best teams at World Cup. I think they're great. You can get everything you need to get here. And it's the same build as World Cup. Should be good here, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
After that, we've got really Underworld or Undead and Lizardmen kind of come in about the same to me in this. They're both good. I like Underworld and Dark Elves both better than these, but better than Chaos Dwarves. I think they do fine. Again, you pretty much would roll out your same World Cup style rosters here, I would imagine, because it's basically the same team build.
Makes sense.
And then lastly, Underworld here, which being in Tier 1 definitely holds them back a little bit versus a lot of tournaments, but I still think they're one of the best teams, and I would easily consider them as a team I'd pick on my squads.
Yeah, I mean, like you stated, they're 5% better, and maybe that doesn't seem like much, but when they are the only team that is, like, it goes from 55 to 60, and, like, they're the only one at 60 when you look at the data, it's a huge jump.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They're obviously, I mean, better.
Big jump, like 10% better.
Mm-hmm.
Than the next best team a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most squads are going to have one.
I would expect. I mean, they're not going to really have like those really killer star player builds, probably, though you could maybe fit in like a Glart Smash Rip or something here still. I still think the no star builds of this team are good.
Yeah, you can get more people, you can get more rerolls, Apoth if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Much better use than just a star who's going to probably be a liability.
Yeah, very, very possible. I mean, like I said, Glart Smash Rip's probably the one I'd favor here just because he takes up less skills being under 200k.
Yeah.
With the way the star player skill costs work in this tournament. But you could do maybe even Ripper Bolgrod if you wanted another big guy. You can't do the Varig builds that were the popular thing at World Cup, for example.
Varig is nasty.
I guess if I was going to do a tier one roster, I'd probably do an Underworld one if you want that.
Even over Dark Elves?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, just the Dark Elves, there's just not really any difference between what we would have talked about for World Cup, I don't think. It'd be the same list.
So just go with Underworld because it's more fun, more unique? Or do you think it's better?
I mean, more to talk about here. What I would play out of these teams, I would probably play Underworld. I like the way that team plays, even if they weren't like one of the best teams right now. I like these kinds of teams, but I like Dark Elves too.
Okay. Did you want to get into the Dark Elf build, or is this itself similar to keep it?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's, you know, your basic Dark Elf build for me anyway. You'd have your four Blitzers, probably four Dodge there, two Witch Elves, either both block or maybe one with Wrestle. And then you can fit in up to the 12 players with two rerolls. Or you can do some other interesting things like we talked about before on World Cup Report and try and jam in that third reroll instead and maybe have an apothecary instead of a reserve. But
yeah. And then
pretty straightforward on those guys.
What about Underworld?
So for Underworld, I guess for me, I would do a block Rat Ogre, I think. You could do Juggernaut here and gain another skill, but I would probably just go with the block.
Yeah.
Definitely take a Blitzer with either Mighty Blow or Tackle, just depending on what you think you're going to get more use out of. Obviously, Mighty Blow always good, but I think there'll be a lot of Dodge teams. They just look good in this tournament.
Yeah.
Gutter Runner, obviously, and I think you can go block here. Two Heads, not bad as well, but I'd do a Thrower, which probably be either block or leader for me. And three linemen, I would do one dirty player lineman for sure. If you did the Juggernaut Rat Ogre, you could maybe do a Wrestle lineman or something too. Then it's your pretty standard three goblins, six Knotlings to fill out the roster at 16 players. And it lets you get maximum use out of the Snotlings to get extra players on the field with this kind of build. Then you still can fit in three rerolls and an apothecary and two bribes to keep that dirty player around. So
that's insane.
Right.
Like, literally, you have everything you need. You've got a full roster. You've got skills on your important pieces. You've got an Apoth and something in case something happens. Plenty of rerolls, plenty of bribes. It's just insane.
And, I mean, all those Snotlings are so annoying to play through unless you just end up killing them. But if you can't get those injuries, then They just have so many players, it's just hard to kill all those guys.
I mean, that's the case for tackle, really. I mean, yeah, block right. helps, but, you know, tackle, at least if you get someone by them and they try to dodge away, it can help somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so freaking annoying.
Yeah. Though you're getting three die on them with a block guy, maybe Mighty Blow's better.
Yeah, I but if you're having to hit them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of a waste in a way.
It is definitely annoying whenever you knock him down and you don't break armor. You're like, come on.
Yeah. As far as blessings with these guys go, I mean, I think you could do a lot of them. I don't really love the skill stacking blessing with tier one teams because you're kind of skills at a premium as it is, even though you have good stacking targets here. I don't think they definitely don't. These guys do not need more money. I mean, you can buy everything you want already.
I mean, you probably just wouldn't take anything just to save points for the next for the other teams who need it.
Unless you're going to do a star player build.
Yeah, but
they're fine for that. And you probably want two star players on your 8-person squad, I would guess.
I would think so.
And these are one of the better teams to do it with.
Well,
You know, Glart's not as exciting as say, a lot of other things in the past were. And to fit him in, you kind of have to sacrifice most of those linemen with more goblins. Otherwise, the roster's pretty much the same. You can still fit in two bribes and two rerolls with leader, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Still, I think we'd just take the regular team.
Yeah. I don't think that the star build is much better. And is it worth even giving up the two skills to get Glart on your team? I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice to have another tough player.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. When he's good, he's great. But when he's bad, that's a lot of money you just wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So moving on to tier two, small one here. We got Amazons, Norse, Orcs, Skaven, and Wood Elves.
Yes. I think probably the best tier to me. I feel all these teams are very playable.
Yeah.
I guess in my mind, Norse is probably the weakest team here. Not to say they aren't good, but I really love the other four.
Well, after my year of playing Norse and getting smashed, I'm with you there.
Yeah, were they 7 skills at World Cup, Norse?
I think so, yeah.
I think they were. So they're very similar here. You do get the extra 10K, but I don't think that makes a massive difference in their team builds.
Yeah, tier 2, we're looking at 1160 build, 7 skill points, maximum again, 1 secondary.
Right.
Skaven has been on a tear lately. Normally they're at tier 1, so they're a little bit better here.
Mm-hmm. And even when they were tier 2 at World Cup, which made them very popular, it was still an 1150 build. And for Skaven, this extra 10K is a big deal. Like, it's very important. Because they had like 30K left over that they couldn't spend on anything at World Cup, basically. Or it lets you fit in 4 gutter runners and a thrower and still have max rerolls and a rat ogre. You can basically just barely fit everything you would want with this 1160 build. So a big deal for Skaven.
Yeah, definitely. Very solid team. And when you give them that type of build and skill access, tier 2 might be too low.
Arguably. But if they were tier 1, I think they'd be the worst tier 1 team, arguably. Yeah. Even though it's still great and still one turnable and all that. Not that they'd be bad, but...
Yeah. What about Amazons? What do you think about their... Because I know they're kind of the new hotness. Like, they got real popular for a while and then veered off as not popular, but you still got 2 4-strength, very versatile people.
Mm-hmm. And they're one of my favorite teams out of all the teams that Eurobowl. I'd probably play Amazons if I had my choice of anything. Again, that extra 10K actually is pretty relevant for them. It lets you upgrade a lineman to a thrower because they also ended up with kind of some wasted gold of their normal team builds before. So they don't need that thrower, but it has a lot of skills that are nice to have. It's a big plus.
Yeah, and it gives you leader.
Right. You can put leader on it. But even, I mean, it's like a multi-skill player that has a lot of skills that you would potentially use. And it technically lets you throw at passing 3. So
it's true.
Nice to have.
So Wood Elves and Orcs, kind of the same thing. just a little bit better from World Cup.
Right. I mean, Wood Elves and Orcs are both great teams that could easily be tier one, and now you're looking at them here with an extra skill each.
So if you had to pick one from here, obviously we're not going Norse. I know Skaven is most likely the go-to. Is that what you'd probably say?
I mean, it'd be Amazons for me, but I could easily see Wood Elves being the best team of these teams. They're rarely below tier one, and they're good at tier two. And as far as a build here, I actually really like one of the blessings that I normally don't like for anybody else. I feel like if you take that extra 30 gold from the Hermes build,
yeah,
you have the bonus skill being tier two instead of tier one to just give up for that too. I liked how that worked out quite a bit.
Okay, that's fair. So what would your roster be for that then?
Yes, so it's similar to a normal Wood Elf roster, but you can just fit in a little more with this extra money. I have the Tree Man, two War Dancers, of course. I have written down here Strip Ball 1, Tackle 1. There's a lot of good War Dancer skills. You know, yeah. Either of these could be Sidestep or Frenzy instead. You can fit in three catchers, which are great players, of course. With the extra money, I was able to upgrade alignment to a thrower, since that's 25k more, which let me fit in a leader, which I really like. And then I have six linemen to go to 12 players and still two rerolls.
Looks like five linemen.
Oh, did I count it wrong? You're right. Five linemen. Five linemen and still two rerolls. So
a two kind of and then three with the leader, basically. So
yes,
definitely good.
And you could fit in an apothecary here instead of, say, the reserve or instead of one of those rerolls if you really wanted to. As far as the extra skills beyond that leader and the two War Dancer skills, I mean, you could put wrestle on linemen or dodge on linemen, or you could skill up the catchers if that's what you'd rather do. I think usually the top teams at World Cup tended to dodge some of the linemen.
Okay. Just for positioning?
Right.
So did most of the top teams take a Tree Man?
Yes.
Okay.
And you could easily not, but you with this extra gold especially, you have the money to.
Yeah.
And it really gives you something that the other teams like Wood Elves typically do not have.
That's true.
You know, a tough guy and somebody who can injure people here and there, but mostly just somebody who can take hits and tie up some of their team.
Mm-hmm. Unless they get rooted.
Well, yeah. But hopefully you're scoring enough that you can mitigate that a bit.
That's true. That's the big advantage there.
Yeah, it's not like your OWA Tree Man who just, like, you're trying to slog your way down there and is stuck. So
I'll be over here, guys.
Yeah.
See, next up we got Tier 3, which gives us High Elves, Humans, Necromantic Horror, Tomb Kings, Elven Union, and Vampires.
Yeah. A lot of exciting teams in here.
A lot of... Is it all the undead?
Except for undead.
Except, you know, basic undead. Okay, fair enough.
I guess here, like, you know, the two elf teams here and humans are all teams I think you could play and could do fine, but I just don't expect that you'll see a lot of any of them at World Cup. They're just, they don't tend to be popular. They're not especially great with what they get at tier two. It's not, you know, three. If they were tier four, I think you'd see a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. But tier three is 1170 and 8 skill points with a maximum of 2 secondary skills now.
Right. But, like, am I going to play Elf Union when I could play Wood Elves with one less skill?
No, no.
I don't think so.
No, I don't. I love Elf Union to my core when Jordel's around. But without him and the nerfing of the passing abilities, nah, take something else.
Yeah. Humans are a team I quite like and I love to play. And I think in these rules I would like them. They're a pretty good spot to maybe fit in a star player. But humans do not perform well statistically, and they're just not popular.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine you will see much humans.
And high elves. Of course, they're elves. Got good armor, got good movement, but they are expensive. So it makes, in my experience, makes it hard to have a good roster.
Yeah. And I mean, they're just missing enough extra skills to get to a point to be good that really I mean, shouldn't you just play Dark Elves here?
Yeah, if you're going to play an Elf team, why would you not?
For
Elves?
Two less skills?
There's far better Elf teams.
Right. I think but the other two Elf teams are just better than these. So, I mean, you'll probably see some, but I doubt any of these three will be especially popular.
No.
But the other three teams, the undead teams in Tier 3, I think all of them are definitely worth a look. Necromantic Horrors are awesome at Tier 3 and perhaps under-tiered, maybe should be Tier 2. The extra gold here makes a big difference for them as well. They just couldn't really get to a reserve and sufficient rerolls under World Cup rules.
Mm-hmm.
And with this extra 20k gold, you can just do that.
Definitely helps.
And you get 8 skills too, which
you
know, lets you skill up all your relevant players. So that's pretty nice. I think Tomb Kings are very good here. They're not like a standout to me, but 8 skills is nice. They have plenty of money. They can do everything they want to do. They always kind of feel like a meta pick to me. Like if the teams that Tomb Kings are good against are the teams that are popular, they'll be good.
Yeah.
And if it's the teams they're bad against that are popular, then they might not be so good.
Well, it always seems to me like a team, if you're really good at them, then they're amazing. Or if you get some really good luck, they can be they can just destroy a team left and right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just an average player and you get average luck, typically not a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It does help that it's a team tournament, so them getting draws even is very useful.
And they are good at that.
They're pretty good at that.
Yeah. You can do ball control, like just try to keep other people from scoring, and if you get a 0-0, you're not hurting.
Yep. And if it's 1-1, if you have, you know, whatever 6-1-1 draws, your team will hopefully be able to count on that to be a positive.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
That leaves I guess vampires. The exciting team here is vampires, of course. They are the new hotness.
Of course.
And how to tier them is just like such a question these days. It's so easy to tier them too high or too low, I think. They look so amazing sometimes, and they used to be so bad. So.
We are currently in discussions on if they need to be tier 1 for Oklahoma and Spikey.
Sure. Are you just doing 3 tiers for that or 4?
Don't ask questions. I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
I should know. I spent a lot of time doing the rules. We're basically doing the same as Chaos Cup, so whatever they had.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I mean, they're hard to tier correctly. I mean, you could easily make them, like, at the maximum level of teams, are they a good choice? It really just depends on how well you roll and how good you are at vampires.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're tiered too low, they will easily be the best team now.
Yeah.
If they were, like, a tier 5 team, they would be the best team.
Yeah, give Vanderby a tier 3 vampire team, he'll demolish. But you give a regular person a tier 5, you know, vampire team, they'll demolish.
Right, exactly. So I feel like they're the most interesting team here, and they really play well with lots of the different blessings, too. I think you can do many of them with these guys.
So with this team, obviously, that has a new big guy, has new positions. Mm-hmm. What type of roster are we looking at for these?
For me, I don't love the Vargeist in tournaments, so I do not have a Vargeist-using roster for my roster. What I really like is using the blitzers with strip ball on one to try and get the ball free. Since they have Juggernaut built in, with that and Hypno Gaze, you can just guarantee anything but double skulls will get the ball out.
Yeah.
Which I quite like. My regular roster here, I have 2 runners. I put down dodge on both. I think they kind of need the protection personally. I have 2 throwers again, 1 as leader. Just more rerolls, always good for vampires. And I have a pro one as well. But that could be a lot of different skills. I have a strip ball blitzer and a frenzy blitzer, which that frenzy, again, is pretty flexible. But with the hypno gaze, you could get some nice frenzy hits.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have 2 extra skills after this. So if I'm not using a package, I guess I'd do something like a couple wrestle thralls. And then I have 5 non-skilled thralls. So that's 13 players. And I would definitely love to have 14. Which we can talk about briefly in a second. I have 4 rerolls with this build, and then plus the leader, and then 1 assistant coach with extra money.
has a lot of rerolls, but it's a team that thrives on rerolls.
And I didn't, like, pick any block or wrestle or anything. Or, I mean, I have wrestle and thralls, but not a lot of block and stuff, so you may need it just for that, even.
Yeah, and you're, you know, having those, you're more likely to use them.
Yeah. But they can really play it for that one big turn, invest a couple rerolls into it, get that turnover, and with eight moving catchers now, you can really get away pretty quick if you can get that ball out.
Yeah. Now, there is a different roster, like you said. That might be more
so
fun.
So I guess I off this roster, I could do, I think a couple of the blessings are really good. If you do the Hermes one to add the extra money, you should be able to add an extra thrall for your 14th player, which would be nice to have. Or I think the skill stacking works great on vampires. They're prime people for skill stacking, and you have two extra skills that are on thralls, so you're not really giving anything up.
Yeah.
But I did make what I think is a very fun roster to me, a star player version of vampires, where I used Karina Von Reese as my star of choice here. I think she's super cool. The only usual problem with her on other teams is she has to eat thralls. So.
Yeah. And here she has thralls. Have them. Yeah.
Right. So with her, I still fit in two runners, two throwers, and a blitzer. Basically the same skills there. I kept the strip ball blitzer. And then I still have 13 players counting her, so still seven thralls, just no skills there because she uses those up. You do only get two team rerolls, which is obviously not the best with vampires. And then one coach, so you only have three rerolls this way. But this is probably more of a European team than a Euro Bowl team, I would think. But it just looks fun to me.
Definitely, it'd be fun, but it'd be fun as long as you don't need to use all the rerolls.
Right. Yeah. That's where this team falls apart a bit.
Yeah. You have a half where you use them inside two turns, and it's going to be a long half.
Right. You could, you know, lose one of the throwers to get a reroll and a thrall to replace it, and that may actually be better.
Yeah.
You'd still have five vampires, so quite a lot, and then four rerolls counting the leader.
Yeah. Let's see. Next up, we got tier four. We got Chaos Renegades, Khorne, Old World Alliance, and Slaan. Tier four gives us 1180 and 9 skill points. Again, maximum 2 secondary skills.
Yeah, yeah. 9, so many.
It is. Especially with these teams that, need them.
Right, yes. Even if it's just to fit a star in or whatever and still have the same base skills as your tier one teams.
Yeah.
These are all teams that definitely need a little bit of help, typically. Chaos Renegades is probably my least favorite of these teams, but I still think they're okay. I think Khorne could be really good at this team value. I mean, with 9 skills and the extra money, you can really fit everything. If you're good with Khorne, if you're good with Frenzy, I think this team could do very well. But it's another team where being good with Khorne is very important to have them work. They could be terrible if you are not good with Frenzy. Old World Alliance is probably my personal favorite of these teams, but I just really like that team, even though a lot of people think they're terrible. I quite enjoy them. They do work really well with stars in this tournament. You can easily fit in many stars. And even though they can't get like Griff or Deep Root, like they would often take, you could still do Mighty Zug or some other guys like Ivar or even Karla von Kill or something. I mean, some pretty useful stars. You have 9 skills, so giving up 3 to get one of those players is probably worth it.
Yeah.
And they can usually afford it because they just don't have that many skill players and usually don't take that many rerolls because they're expensive and you have a lot of loner anyway.
That's very true.
Probably, I think, by far to me, the best team of this tier, though, again, a team that's very hinges on that coach being good with them is Slaan.
Yeah, that many skills on a Slaan team is just dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, and the extra money doesn't hurt.
No.
I mean, you don't even desperately need it, but it's nice.
So go through the Slaan roster. Let's see what that is.
Yeah, so I guess to me, modern Slaan, the best roster, is stuff like core played at World Cup, where, you know, you don't really mess around. You just focus on the important parts of Slann, which in my mind are leaping in when you need to and having catchers to give you to dodge around and have good edge and maybe put guard on. So my build here, I have four catchers. I have two dodge catchers and two guard catchers. So then for linemen, I went with two wrestle linemen and a strip ball lineman. So that should be seven total players. Then I have six more blank linemen, five team rerolls, and an Apoth, which you could make six team rerolls if you wanted. I do have two assistant coaches here, so you could go to a 14th player instead, too, if you wanted as well.
Jeez. Yeah, it's daunting when you look at it, because essentially it's, if you've got the ball, wait a turn, and no, you don't.
Right.
But then they have to stand there and get hit.
Yep. I mean, you're hoping that you're able to leap in with your guard and your wrestler strip ball, get the ball out, pick it up, and score, and not have that guy get hit.
Yeah. And you've got the movement, you've got the agility. Five rerolls is a lot.
Yeah, and you could easily have six here, if you'd prefer.
And six might be better, because your positionals you are doubled up on with skills.
Yes.
Aside from strip ball. I mean, that would obviously make your strip ball guy the target, which he's going to be anyways.
Right. I mean, unless that team's just immune to it, and then,
yeah,
you know, he's not going to be that useful.
Right. But everything else is doubled up, so if you lose one of them, not a huge deal.
Right. I do think this team is a good team for skill stacking with the Artemis Blessing, where you could either put dodge on one of your guard catchers to make them a little bit more mobile and safer, or make a wrestle strip ball lineman so you're better at getting the ball out. I think either of those stacks are very good.
Yeah, wrestle strip ball.
And really, you can stack two, so you could do both if you really wanted to.
True. But again,
I feel like, you know, Core did great with these guys under World Cup rules when they had less. So I don't know this for a fact. I presume he's playing these in Euro Bowl, and he'll probably do even better.
Yeah, I would guess so. Core is a great coach. So obviously, you know, take what we say with not really a grain of salt, but just because others can do it doesn't mean you can.
Yes, I mean,
I take that roster.
Not work. No, for many people.
I'll get
even
destroyed.
Good players.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to play Slann the way that Slann need to work for them to be any good. They can easily just get crushed, everybody dies, and you can't do anything.
Yep. So that'll take us to Tier 5, which is Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, Imperial Nobility, and Nurgle. Tier 5 is 1190, 10 skill points, and a maximum of 3 secondary skills.
Yeah. And I feel like at least 3 of these teams really need all this stuff, because they're really kind of the dregs of non-stunty teams typically in tournaments, which would be Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, and Nurgle. I doubt you'll see much of any of these in Euro Bowl.
No.
Even with all those skills and the extra money.
Having skills and money is nice, but they are weak to start and don't get a whole lot better.
Right. I mean, this
not
is a pile
strength
of
wise. I mean, the strength wise is nice, but actually scoring and winning games is different.
Yeah. I don't even know which of those three I would consider the best. I could see an argument for all each one, but the one I really consider the best is none of them. I don't think I'd look at any of those three. Imperial Nobility is a little bit interesting here, because they're usually tiered higher, so you're getting a lot more than you normally do.
I was just saying, is it worth it, though?
Right, and for me, I guess I'd say no. They still have their main problem of just being very expensive.
Yeah.
And you can't really buy your way out of it. Like, if you could sacrifice some skills for more money, then I think this team would be good.
Yeah.
And you can, under these rules, give up a skill for 30K.
It's not
but
enough.
Only to a maximum of 1.2 million, and they're only 10 under that.
Yeah, so that's that, as we discussed the first time, like, that one makes just makes no sense.
I went back into it again, and I'm pretty sure that it's in the Euro Bowl charter that the tournament can only be, like, 1 million to 1.2 or something like that,
yeah,
ever. so they're just not allowed to go above it.
Yeah, but don't make that an option. Just, I don't see who would take that, but okay.
Hey, yeah. I just, like, if you could get 60 extra K or even 30 extra K with these guys and give up a couple of these skills, you don't need 10 skills necessarily. I think they could be pretty good. I don't know. The team's just too expensive to really excite me.
So what roster would you take if you took them?
Yeah, so they seem like, in theory, they'd be a good star caddy, but I couldn't even make it work. But just because they're so expensive on their normal roster, you have to give up too much regular stuff to even fit one in.
Yeah.
But let's see. Sorry, I lost my Imperial team. Here we go. Okay, so if I were going to play regular Imperials, I would probably do something along the lines of having the Ogre with either Block or Pro, depending on which thing you prefer. Two Blitzers, probably a Dodge one and a Tackle one. But you could have two Dodge, that'd be fine too. I just think there's going to be a lot of Dodge teams. So.
Yeah.
Four Bodyguards, probably four with Guard. Maybe a Tackle one there if I did take two Dodge Blitzers. You can fit two Throwers in with the extra money versus what you'd usually build these guys with at World Cup rules. So I'd have two Throwers here to put Leader on one. And then I have four linemen to get to 13 players, and I went with a dirty player lineman. You could do other things there, like a kick one or a wrestle one or something, but with this many players and them not having a lot of injury skills, I think I'd take the dirty player personally.
Yeah, sure.
And then you still can fit in two rerolls and a coach.
Yeah, only two rerolls is right. Really low. And
yes.
It's not like you can, I mean, you could sacrifice two players and get another one, but who would do that?
Then you only have 11 players.
Exactly.
And you can lose the second Thrower easily. You don't need him. And that gives you 30K, and then the coach is 40, but you have 40K here. I'd rather have another lineman.
Yeah.
They're 45.
It's just a little bit not off, you know?
Right. If I could get an extra 30K for one of these skills, then I could have three rerolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that in a heartbeat. Then I'd like the look of this team a little better. I think they're fine. And I think they're good for, say, like skill stacking. You know, have a Dodge Tackle Blitzer or something like that.
Yeah. But there's just no incentive really to take it.
Right. I think you'll see a little bit of this just because they get so much and they're probably technically under-tiered, but I don't know. I mean, if I were playing these guys, I'd rather just play Old World Alliance because they could fit a star in better.
Mm-hmm.
Or just play regular humans.
And with the new, not rule set, but the new meta, having only 2/3 rerolls is just not enough for a team like this.
Right. And they do have some skill rerolls, but not that many.
Right. Well, takes us down to tier 6, which is Goblins, Ogres, Halflings, and Snotlings. They get 1.2, 11 skill points, and unlimited secondary skills. So obviously they must be amazing.
Yeah, that all sounds very exciting.
Until you start looking at them.
Yes, and there's plenty of tournaments where I say, you know, I feel like the Stunties shouldn't be the bottom four teams necessarily, but I think in these rules, they probably should be.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't easily take stars, even if you can't take the good stars at all. And even the ones you can take, you have to use up squad points to do. And you're really going to give your squad points to your halfling team so they can have, I don't know, Carla or something.
No, those points,
maybe
with the inclusion of those points, they're better used at better teams. So
right. It
just makes these teams that much worse.
Yeah. And even like Snotlings might still be usable, but they can't take Riotous Rookies. That's not allowed in this tournament.
Yeah.
So that quite hampers them. I don't love any of these teams.
Is there any you would even come close to taking, or is it like Snotlings, but not really?
I guess for me, I mean, I wouldn't play any of these in Euro Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think. The one I probably like the best is Ogres here. I mean, just because the things that Stunties are missing in this tournament aren't really necessarily the things that Ogres have to have. I mean, it's nice to fit in Griff, obviously, instead of Ogres, but you have the capability of legitimately using unlimited double skills or secondary skills is kind of the nice thing for them.
That's true.
So the Ogre roster that I have here has a runt punter with leader and then five regular Ogre blockers with secondary skill on each, because you have 11 skill points.
Yeah.
So you can do that. I just wrote down here five block, but you could easily take, you know, a frenzy guy is good, or you could work in maybe a wrestler or maybe pro in here or something like that. You know, there's lots of good things you could do.
Yeah. Probably not wrestle. Not going to take my big guy down.
Probably not. I just thought more like, I mean, you could take frenzy tackle, would too. It's something to knock down those block dodgers.
Yeah, frenzy would be fun, though.
Yes, that would probably be the top choice for me. I would probably do four block and a frenzy, but
yeah,
I guess I'd want to play with it if I were playing these guys. You can still fit in nine Noblars, so that's 15 players, and three rerolls, and a coach. I mean, it'd be nice to have an apothecary just because those guys are expensive, but
yeah.
I don't know. If you tested this out, maybe it would end up that two rerolls with leaders enough and you would want the apothecary instead and maybe the 16th player, but
no.
I don't have it on here for now.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I see that happening is if you took pro on everybody.
Yeah,
just
sure.
To, okay, am I bonehead? No. Okay, now I can hit. And if I need to use pro, I can. But
yeah.
Your boneheads are going to kill you if you don't have enough rerolls for the
right.
Important moments.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Even with only three, you're still waiting to use those rerolls on very important things, not just every bonehead.
Absolutely. And there's always turns with Ogre Team where the three or four of them or more all bonehead out, and you just hope those aren't the important turns.
Yeah, and if that happens, you're really screwed.
Yeah.
And that's where I think, you know, pro might really be, if it was me, if I was taking it, I'm probably taking pro on all but one. You know,
yeah, have one block guy you can count on.
Have like either
just pro everywhere else.
Exactly. Like
I think that's good.
Just see what happens and enjoy the craziness of it.
Yeah, and if I were doing that, I would definitely drop a reroll, add an apothecary, and
that's
not a Noblar, I think.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, I think that team would be fun. It's something I would easily play in a Euro Bowl type situation.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody's going to play this, any of these stunny teams on a Euro Bowl team. I mean, there's so many squads, there's bound to be more than zero.
Yeah. But they're not playing to win at that point.
Right. I know. I think last year's Euro Bowl, there was only like one stunty team on anybody's squad. And under those rules, they were good.
Wow.
Arguably.
That's crazy. Well, that's all six tiers. If anyone has thoughts, if we did something wrong, if you think something different, let us know. I think next episode we'll try to take a crack at what our thought would be behind an actual squad and do one for your bowl, one for Euro Bowl and one for Euro Open, you think?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if we kind of... Yeah, because we could just cut it down to the four from the eight.
Yeah. And maybe it's different when you only have four.
And maybe it's different, because I want it to be more fun, too.
Anything else to further add to this?
I don't think I have any more giant notes.
Now that you've had a better chance at looking into how to build teams and the rosters and the gifts and all, do you have a more insight into what you think of these rule sets?
I mean, I guess in general, I think this is a fascinating rule set,
yeah.
And it really adds like a whole other level to team construction and squad building, which is very cool.
Yeah, there is
and
that.
Might even, you know, make teams that you wouldn't normally play be good, which I like. I guess my only reservation with these rules is I don't know if like the kind of non-linear team building that's popular in a lot of board games now, where you're all kind of doing different rules, that I really love that for Blood Bowl. It feels to me like I want to be playing a person who's playing the same game as me, and you know, maybe they're not. Like I could be playing my Dark Elf team against a Dark Elf team that has an extra skill or something.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I've been a longtime proponent of, I love wacky rules, but I want big tournaments to all be the same rule set.
Yeah.
Majors, like to me, this is up there with World Cup and majors and stuff of, you know, the big one of the year. It should have a simplistic rule set and just be equal to everything else.
Sure.
But that's my opinion. You know, no
one. I'd like if they had maybe, I don't know, more blessing options.
That would be nice. Because some of them,
fit it on, you know, everybody on your team could have one if you want. And then maybe you have some good ones that are 2 points. And then you're kind of making that strategic decision to not let everybody have one.
Yeah.
Make some people play without them to play with a better one.
I'd be good with that. Because, I mean,
I don't know.
As we looked, you know, you're kind of eliminating two tiers with these rule sets.
Yeah.
Tier 5 right. and 6, you're just not going to take.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. Especially when, you know, there's no reason you need to take teams from any specific tiers.
No.
You could play your Euro Open team could be all Tier 1 teams. There's no reason it couldn't be.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. It'd be nice if there was, maybe that's just adding too much to where there's like a certain number of points.
Yeah,
and maybe you have to force a lower tier, but then you're kind of, like you said, you know, you're going to play a crappy Tier 6 team who got forced onto the squad versus a Tier 1 team that took a gift who is now even better than a normal Tier 1 team. So,
or what about if some of the lower tier stuff gave you bonus squad points?
Oh.
I think that could be cool.
So you get an incentive for taking a lesser team.
Right. But, so, you know, what if, you know, instead of having, like, the big differences between the tiers, you have your tiers, and they're all using the same rules, like, they all have the same team builds.
Yeah.
But the lower tier teams, you get bonus squad points in some amount, and maybe the really high tier teams, you get negative squad points.
So you try to even it out at the middle?
Right.
Well, if you take a good one, you have to take a bad one kind of thing?
If you want to have the full squad point, like, say you get 4 or something.
And it's interesting.
So you could take, you know, 4 tier 1 teams, but then you get 0 of the blessing type things.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Take a bunch of tier 6 teams and have like the biggest blessing points possible.
I like that.
I don't know. And then maybe, you know, you could even have like a 3 blessing cost that lets you take the megastars you can't take here. And then you're not just eliminating part of the game.
Yeah.
I want to play halflings with Griff. I can do it. But then we got to have, you know, we got to be like the Saul Stunty squad to pull that off.
Well, an interesting thing, too, is if you had something along those lines, you have teams who may be like, you know what? We trust our better players and
sure.
we can take a loss every single round by taking a crappy team.
Yes.
And maybe they will eke out a win. But if they lose every single game, it's not going to matter because they made the other players and the other teams better.
Right, sure. Yeah, so you have kind
like
of some sacrificial lambs on your team to pump up the top players, yeah.
Yeah, it's like how many
another
can
thing you,
you
could do.
How many can you withstand? Can you take, you know, 3 really bad teams and try to eke out enough with the 5 really good teams? Or
right.
I don't know.
And I mean, I don't mean to, like, deride these
no,
rules.
Absolutely
I
not.
I think they're cool and interesting and a real departure from normal Blood Bowl and I don't know that these ideas we have are necessarily better or not.
No,
but
this is opening up an avenue
yeah.
of rule set creation that we'd not thought of before.
Yeah, so. I would have never thought of this stuff we just proposed ever if they hadn't had these rules.
Exactly. So in 2 years' time, when we do the AmeriOpen and do
right.
wacky, crazy stuff, you'll know where
yeah.
it came from.
Exactly. Write it down. We already got our rules halfway made now, Steve.
I like it. We can flesh it out. All right. Well, I think I am done talking about it, so I will leave you with the last word.
Okay. I'm gonna roll the dice on this one. I'm going to go with Taleme.
Don't know what it is, but I like it. See ya. Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Worldwide. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WCReportBB. You can email us at worldcupreportworldwide@gmail.com or at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.